I'm with Nuriel Rubini at the Ambrosetti Workshop. Nuriel, we're ahead of the US jobs report today. What is the state of the US economy? Because we've got the shale gas, we've got a better housing market. What kind of growth are we going to see this year?
Well, certainly, as you point out, there are some positives in the US economy. There is the housing recovery, there is the shale gas and oil revolution, there is some stimulus in manufacturing, there are the effects of QE3. Those are the positives. On the other side, there is negatives, and the negatives are that there is a significant amount of fiscal drag, taxes are going up, the payroll tax, that's going to slow down disposable income growth and consumption growth. And secondly, there is the effects of the sequester that show that there is a significant amount of gridlock in the U.S. economy as well. So I do expect that actually the fiscal drag in the U.S. this year is going to be about 1.5%. Foreign economy has been barely growing 1.5% for the last four quarters. Now, that would imply zero growth. We're not going to get zero growth. We're going to get something closer to 1.5, 1.6, maybe lower if there is a sequester. But the point is that while the positives are there, the fiscal sides are going to imply a significant drag for the U.S. economy.
Okay, Nuriel, thank you.